And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 21st of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties and Fisher. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 1005, southern Norway, expected west Baltic, 997, by 1800 Thursday. New low expected, 1000 in the Skagerrak by same time. Low, 1019, Shannon, losing its identity by that time. High, 1020, Humber, declining by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. West Viking, northerly, 6 to gale 8, showers later, good. East Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northerly, 7 to severe gale 9, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Forties, northerly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in east, fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, north, 3 to 5, fair, good. Dogger, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast, fair, moderate or good. Fisher, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first, perhaps severe gale 9 later, fair, good. German Bight, northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in north, fair, good. Humber, northwest, veering north, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, moderate or good. Thames, variable, 2 to 4, becoming north, 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Dover, variable, 2 to 4, showers later, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, variable, 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, north or northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Seoul, cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later, rain at first, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, variable, becoming north or northwest, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, variable, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Rain at first, moderate or good. Rockall, variable, 2 to 4, fair, good. Mallin, north, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, northeast, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Hebrides, fair, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east Fair Isle, fair, good. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly, 4 or 5 at first in northeast. Otherwise, variable, 2 to 4, fair, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, northwest by north, 3, 12 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. Stornoway, north, northeast, 4, 11 miles, 1022, now rising. Lerwick, northeast by north, 4, 13 miles, 1021, now rising. Wick, automatic, north, 3, 7 miles, 1021, now rising. Aberdeen, north, northwest, 4, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Lukers, east, 3, 19 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Boomer, north by east, 2, 16 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Bridlington, west, northwest, 1, 1018, falling more slowly. Sindetti light vessel automatic, northeast by east, 1, 5 miles, 1019. Greenwich light vessel automatic, north by west, 1, more than 27 miles, 1019. St Catherine's Point automatic, 1,018, falling slowly. Jersey, east, northeast, 3, 35 miles, 1,019, now falling. Channel Light Vessel automatic, west, northwest, 2, 5 miles, 1,019. Scilly automatic, north by east, 2, 9 miles, 1,021, now rising. Milford Haven, north, 3, recent rain, 13 miles, 1,021, now falling. Aberporth, west by north, 1, 13 miles, 1,021, steady. Valley, east, southeast, 1, 7 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west, 3, 1,020, falling more slowly. Valentia, east by south, 2, 22 miles, 1,021, steady. Ronald's Way, west, 3, 9 miles, 1,020, now rising. Malin Head, east, northeast, 1, 16 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, west, 2, 16 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 20th of May. The general situation: weakening troughs pushing south through the North Sea today, with a ridge of high pressure building southeast into the United Kingdom during Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally variable, 3 or less in firths of Forth and Tay, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 3 to 5, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 3 to 5 later. Showers later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery in west, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable mainly northwest 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in west. Showers, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable, mainly northwest 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable, becoming northwest later, 2 to 4. Showers at first, perhaps thundery, then fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, north or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in west. Fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in west. Fair, good. And the Shetland Isles, north or northeast, 4 to 6, showers later, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Add to playlist.
Yeah. The riff is so epic.
Once again, it's like the beauty of simplicity.
I'm Geoffrey Boachie.
And I'm Anna Phoebe. And with the help of our musical guests, we'll be linking a genre-spanning selection of tracks of our choice.
Discovering and deconstructing.
What Erin has just played from that song could be a Rachmaninoff piano concerto.
I wish I could have written this.
The new series of Add to Playlist.
I can't hear this music without seeing Mickey Mouse.
Starting this Friday night at 7:15.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And that's time for us to part ways for the evening here on Radio 4. But we are ready to hand over to our colleagues at the World Service who will be with you all through the night. I want to thank you for listening with us tonight. It's been a real pleasure to have you. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From Joanna Keane in the newsroom and all of Radio 4, have a quiet and restful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello and namaste. I'm Divina Gupta and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. On the show, tech billionaire Elon Musk says he's dialing down his political spending after dropping $250 million on Trump's campaign. But with Tesla profits in free fall, could stepping back be exactly what investors want? Meanwhile, the European Union is cracking down on cheap online shopping from China. So with a new tax that could hit Shein and Temu orders for European consumers.
If you're buying something that only costs 5 or 6 euros and it's going up by 2 euros, it might actually dissuade people from, you know, buying it in the first place.
That's Business Matters, but first the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United Nations says no humanitarian aid has been distributed in Gaza despite the easing of Israel's 11-week blockade. Israel has given permission for about 100 more aid lorries to enter the territory. The UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said trucks had crossed the border but hadn't yet reached its warehouses or delivery points.
The arrival of more supplies closer to where they are needed is a positive development. It is only a drop in the ocean of what is actually needed to address the massive scale of the humanitarian operation. The deprivations we are seeing in Gaza is the result of ongoing bombardments and blockade and the recurrent displacement.
The first supplies that arrived on Monday are also yet to be handed out. The World Health Organization says 2 million people in Gaza are starving. Meanwhile, the European Union has decided to review its ties with Israel because of the war in Gaza. The EU's Foreign Affairs Chief, Kaya Kallas, described conditions in the territory as catastrophic and untenable and said pressure on Israel was now needed.
It is clear from today's discussion that there is a strong majority in favour of review of Article 2 of our association agreement with Israel. So we will launch this exercise, and in the meantime, it is up to Israel to unblock the humanitarian aid. Saving lives must be our top priority.
Israel condemned the EU decision and accused Brussels of misunderstanding the situation and providing encouragement to Hamas. President Trump has announced plans to build a state-of-the-art missile defense system that will shield the entire United States. At a press conference, Mr. Trump said the Golden Dome program would be able to intercept every kind of missile.
This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end.